Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Ches Amud Aleph. And we are in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, getting very close to the end. And we're going to be doing today, Yemetz Hashem, Simen Tov Chav Zayin, and starting Simen Tov Chav Ches. Tov Chav Ches is the last Simen in the fourth volume. So we begin with Simen Tov Chav Zayin, which deals with the halachos of writing in a shtar. When you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, how do you write the date down in the shtar to make sure that it's documented correctly? So the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Kishi Rosh Chodesh Neyomim. When you have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, because of again Sveika the Yoma today, we're not sure whether the month should be 30 days or 29 days because we are not Mechadish the Chodesh based upon Re'iyah, based upon the witnesses seeing it. So we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh sometimes. So Kosh in Bishtaros, when you write a document and you have to state the date of the document, if it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, what do you write? So the Mechaber says, Bayom HaRishon, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you write, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh, which is Shehu Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Avar, which is the 30th day of the previous month. So, for example, if you have Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is one of those months that can be either Mole or Chos, it could have 29 days or 30 days. So, assuming it has 30 days, so that means that the next day is also Rosh Chodesh, which would be the first day of Kislev. So you would write in the shtar over here, on the day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day of the month of Cheshvan. That's the way the Mechaber says you should write it. The second day of Rosh Chodesh, the Rama says, V'aminyin l'chodesh miyom hasheni, and we start counting the days of the next month, i.e. in my example of Kislev, we start counting from the second day of Rosh Chodesh as being the first day of the month of Kislev. So you'd write down on Rosh Chodesh, which is over here, the first day of the month of Kislev. That's the right way to write the Shtaros according to the Mechaber and with the Rama's addition. And this is brought down the name of the Torah. Then the Ramah adds over here, Hagah, Kishama Abrin Hashana, when we have a leap year, in other words, we add an extra month of Adar, so now we have 2 months of Adar, we have other Rishon and other Sheni, so he says, Kosvin Ba'Adar Rishon Adar Stam. The first month, when you write in a document, you can just write down Adar, and you don't have to write down other Rishon, and in the second month, Ubisheni, in the second month of Adar, there you must write down Adar Hasheni, also wrote down in the name of the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel, however, brings down that that's not the way that we do it. He says, "V'hu adin kishu mevarchem haChodesh beveis haKnesses." He says, "This is the way that we announce the Rosh Chodesh when we bench the Chodesh in Shul, that we say just Ador for Stam Ador Rishon, and when we bench Ador Sheni, then we specifically state Ador Sheni." But he says, "Umaskanas Achronim." He says, however, the vast majority of the Achronim in the Shaarat Zion Osalaf, he says, "There's the Bach, the Shach, the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, and the Oyer Rabba." Hanochon leforish b'shtem, that we should specify other rishon as well. Don't just say other stam for other rishon, and we should write other rishon yichtov other rishon ubisheni other sheni. So when we both announce it in shul, as well as when you write it in a document, you should be more specific and write down for other rishon, not just other stam, and for other sheni, you should write down other sheni. If you didn't do this, however, the Ramah in Evan or Ezer, as brought down in Dirshu footnote number 2, says that you would be yotzei b'di'evet if you just wrote down for other rishon, other stam, but you would not be yotzei, the shtar would be puzzle if you wrote down for other sheni, just other stam. Now we go back to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Aleph. He tells us over here, Rotzolom, and the Mechaber is telling us over here when you have the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, that Shekach Kosim, this is the right way to write it in a shtar. However, the Mechaber had said, you first write down it's Rosh Chodesh, and then you write down it's the 30th day of the previous month, or the first day of the next month, if it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh. The Bach says you do it in the reverse order. V'das HaBach, Shekosim LaHefech. Instead of saying Rosh Chodesh first, you first write down the day of the month. So he says, you do it, B'yom Shloshim L'Chodesh. First you say, it's the 30th day of the month. Let's say in my example, it's the 30th day of the month of Cheshvan, which is L'Chodesh Ploni, the month that you're talking about, which is Shur Yom Rosh Chodesh Ploni, which is also Rosh Chodesh. And he says, V'chein Mashma in the Prima Godim. This is also the way the Prima Godim says it, not like the Mechaber, but like the Bach. And Dirshu footnote number 1, he brings down that this is the same din in regards to Ksivas Gittin, that when you're writing a get, Rachmana Litzlan, and you have to put down the date, so you write down the way we just said the Bach and the Prima Godim say it, Kedasa Bach. And you should write the day of the month first, Shloshim L'Chodesh Ploni, which is Rosh Chodesh. Not like the way the Shulchan Aruch says it. However, the Beis Shmuel brings down, Bid Yevet, if you did it like the Mechaber, it is a kosher get. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis tells us, wrote Shlomo Elim, the Ramah is telling us over here, Shemimenu maschilin limno shemeya chodesh haba. When you have the second day of Rosh Chodesh, that's the day of the month's first day of the upcoming month. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the 30th day of the previous month. The second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the next month. Kihu ikar hakvias, and that is the essential start of Rosh Chodesh of that next month. Bayom shloshim urak hashlom lechodesh haba, and the 30th day is really the completion of the previous month. That concludes Siman Tov Chav Zayin, and now we begin the last Siman in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Chav Ches, which deals with Kviyas HaMo'adim uKriyas HaParshos. How do we know what day of the month the Yomim Tovim fall out on? It depends, obviously, on whether you have a Rosh Chodesh that is Mole or a Rosh Chodesh that is Chaser. And then, how did the rabbis determine that based upon when they want the Yomim Tovim to come out? And as well, this Siman will deal with which Parshos we read at different times, on Shabbos and for special occasions. So, the Mechaber starts off with Sif Aleph. Elu hayomim she'en kovim behen hamuadim. The reason the calendar is set up the way it is because we want the Yom Tovim to fall out on certain days. And before we go further in this Siman, we should look at the Mishnah Berurah over here. And in fact, Sifkot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin Hatam Bevir Halacha, the reason for all this can be explained in the first Bir Halacha over here, Dibra Maskel, Elo Yomim Shein Kovim V'chule, telling us how the rabbis set up the calendar. In the days of the Gemara, the days of Re'iyah, when they would have witnesses come and say they saw the new moon, so at least, it's a machlokas Rishonim, as we'll see, there were opinions that say that the Yom Tovim could come out on any days. There are Rishonim that say even then, the rabbis wouldn't accept the witnesses or would declare Rosh Chodesh anyway, even if they didn't have witnesses, if they wanted the Yom Tovim to come out on certain days. That's actually a machlokas Rishonim. But certainly nowadays, when the calendar is set up well in advance, and when Chazal set up the calendar, they made sure that the Yom Tovim cannot fall out on certain dates for various reasons. And we can see this in the words of the Chofetz Chaim in the first Bir Halacha over here, where he writes, Klalu Inyan, this is the rule that all of the calendar dates are set up on. La'olam tzarech liros, the rabbis set up that it should never occur, Shloye Yom HaKippurim B'Yom Rishon V'lo B'Yom HaShishi. Yom Kippur can never fall out the way our calendar is set up on either a Sunday or on a Friday. And the reason for that is that you shouldn't have Shnei Yomim Kedoshim Shasurim B'chol Malachim in HaTorah Smuchim Zeh L'Zeh, because there is a total Issa Malacha on both Shabbos and Yom Kippur. A slightly difference in the punishment. Shabbos is Skila and Yom Kippur is Kares, but there's an absolute Torah prohibition to do any work, including Ochel Nefesh, on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If they were to come out together, meaning if Yom Kippur was on a Friday or a Sunday, it would be very difficult to go two full days without doing any Malacha whatsoever. And therefore, the rabbis set up the calendar that Yom Kippur never can fall out on Sunday or on Friday. Likewise, the rabbis didn't want Hoshana Rabbah to be on Shabbos, because in this situation, you wouldn't be able to take the Hoshanas. Kadesh lo tivcha netila so arava. We wouldn't be able to take the arava. We wouldn't be able to take the Hoshanas if it was on Shabbos. Why not? So Dirshu footnote number one brings down three reasons for this. Number one, he says, the Lavush, we bang the arava at the end of the saying of the Hoshanis, so then we bang the arava, some of the custom to bang it five times, we bang it, and therefore some of the leaves could come off when you're banging it, and the Levush says that would be an Issa D'Raisa. And therefore, the whole concept of taking the arava is only a minog, so we don't have a minog, docha a Issa D'Raisa. That's what the Levush says. However, the Shar Ephraim questions this, and he says, the Hoshana, the arava that we take, is already detached from the tree, and therefore there is not an Issa D'Raisa to remove its leaves. And therefore, why wouldn't you be able to do it on Shabbos if it wasn't an Issa D'Raisa? To fulfill the minhag, you could be docha in Issa D'Rabbanan. And therefore, he says, the real reason is Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Bishus Harabim, because you may come to carry the Hoshana Dalet Amos to ask the Rav, what am I supposed to do with the Arava? And therefore, the rabbi set up that you shouldn't take it on Shabbos, so you shouldn't have this concern, like with the Lulav and Esau, we don't take on Shabbos. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Bishus Harabim, you may come to carry it Dalet Amos and Bishus Harabim, which you're not allowed to do. However, the Elyar Rabbah questions this. It says the Gemara Beferish says that Netilas Arava lo gazru gezerizu. The rabbis never made such a gezerah for the Arava, and that's because there are really no na'anuim with the Arava. There's nothing that a person is going to go and ask the rabbi what he needs to do. So therefore, the rabbis will not go there. Shema yam yivern v'dalad amos v'shus harabim for the Arava. So the Elyar Rabbah doesn't like that reasoning, and therefore, the Elyar Rabbah brings the Rokeach, who brings down Shahatam who kid. They would cry and daven to Hashem very hard for the waters, that they should have a good year of water, and that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. And therefore, because of this reason, the Hoshanas are not going to be taken on Shabbos, and therefore the rabbi set up the calendar that Hoshana Rabbah can never come out on Shabbos. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, and he says, Tam calls there Hasif. You'll understand this entire Sif over here, Sif Aleph, if you understand these two rules that we just said. And then the Chofetz Chaim goes to much more details about each of these months, and we'll go down towards the end of this Bir Halacha, where he writes, Rak Shetei Dakla, you should remember the rule, that from Michodesh Teves Ve'elech, the rabbi set up the calendar. So when you start with the month of Teves, we'll see why we start from there in a second, the Eilech, and you go forward in the calendar, Yelchu Achadoshim at Chodesh Cheshvan, and you keep on going every month from Teves to Cheshvan, you follow them in order, you're going to have one Choser, one Mole. So Teves is going to be Choser, it's only going to have 29 days, then Shvat's going to be Mole, 30 days. Adar is going to be Choser. And if the two Adars, so Adar Rishon will be Mole, and the second Adar will be Choser. And then Nisan will be Mole. Iyar will be Choser, Sivan will be Mole. Tammuz will be Choser, Av will be Mole. El will be Choser, Tishrei will be Mole. So we alternate having a 29-day month with a 30-day month, 29-day month with a 30-day month. The two exceptions to the rule, Avot Cheshvan and Kislev Mishtanim, they're the two exceptions to the rule. They're the opportunity to correct the calendar any way that needs to be corrected. So, Pa'amim Shneim Elam, sometimes both Cheshvan and Kislev could have 30 days. Sometimes Shneim Chesem, they both could have only 29 days. And Upamim, they could be Kisidron, and sometimes they could follow the rule. If Tishrei was Mali, then Cheshvan should be Chaser, and then Kislev should be Mali. So we could have Cheshvan could be Chaser, Kislev, Mali, or we could have them both Chaser or both Mali. Those are the rules, and when you know all of this, then you can understand Sif Aleph and why our calendar is the way that it is. As I already pointed out, Dershim footnote number 2 discusses that's nowadays when we no longer do the calendar by Ria. It was set up, and therefore the rabbis could set it up in this way. Was this also that these holidays shouldn't come out on certain days, that, as we'll see, that we don't want Yom Kippur to be on Friday or Sunday, so therefore Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, Lo Adu Rosh, so was that true in the days of Re'iyah as well, or is that only now in our calculated calendar? So, Dershu footnote number 1 brings down that this is a machlokes in the Rishonim. In the Shelos Yeshuvas Tashmetz, he writes, in the name of Asad Yagon, Shoyimakpidim shelo lekadis es chodesh biofen sheicholu amodim yom me'elu, even during the days when they were makadish al Re'iyah. And the Tashbeit says about this Rav Asad Yagon, Ein Devar of Nechonim. He disagrees with Rav Asad Yagon. And he says, you look in the Mishnayis, and it says that it did in fact happen, that those days could in fact be on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the Machzitz HaShekel says that this is the Machlokas Rishonim over here, and he says, Hosif al Das HaSovrim Shagam Keshu Makdishim al Pi Ariyah, Hayu Makpidim Shlo Yicholu Amodim Yom Misyamim, that some say over here that even when they did it al Ariyah, they were Makpid not to have the Rosh Chodesh come out on certain days in order that certain Yom Tovim should not come out on certain days. He also adds over here in the name of the Rabbeinu Chananel, Shoyser Kabbalah Haloch L'Moshe Misinai B'Yad HaChomer. The rabbis had a Haloch L'Moshe Misinai Shalol L'Kbosa Rosh Hashanah B'Me'adu. The Rosh Hashanah should never be on Aleph, Dalet, or Vav, as we'll see. And the reason was a hidden reason, not the reason that's specified in the Shas alone, but there are other reasons as well. And those reasons were Nim Sarakli Osam Chachomim Hamazumonim La'ayin B'Soda Ibor. And only certain Chachomim knew those reasons. In any event, now we can understand, hopefully, Sif Aleph a little bit better. So, Elo Hayom Hashem Kovim Bohem HaMoad. In the following days, you can't have holidays come out on those days. Lo Adu Rosh Hashanah, on Aleph, Dalet, Vav. All these mnemonics over here are just the days of the week, the 7 days of the week, represented by Aleph being Sunday, Beis being Monday, etc. So, on Aleph, Dalet, and Vav, on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, Rosh Hashanah can never come out. Lo Gav Yom HaKippurim, on the third day, the first day, and the first day, Yom HaKippurim can fall out. So not only on Sunday and Friday, but also on Tuesday. Yom Kippur can never be on a Tuesday. V'lo Zavad Purim. And Purim can never fall out on Shabbos, on Monday, or on Wednesday. V'lo Badu Pesach. And the first day of Pesach can never be on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Lo Badu Pesach. V'lo Gaz Atzeres. And Shavuos can never come out on a Tuesday, a Thursday, or Shabbos. And likewise, V'lo Gaz Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah can't come out on those days as well. And Chanukah, Lo Gimel Chanukah, the first day of Chanukah, is never going to be on a Tuesday as well. V'lo Agu Tzom Esther, Tanis Esther can never be on Sunday, Tuesday, or Friday. Lo Agu Tzom Esther. V'lo Badu Tzom Tammuz V'av. And Shavasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av can never be on a Monday, Wednesday, or on a Friday. Then the Mechaber says, La'olam b'yom shi'ah Purim yeh lai megimel la'omer. Whatever the first day of Purim, it's going to also be the same day of the week as Lag Ba'omer. And the reminder for this, the simon is Peleg, Purim, Lamed Gimel, Peleg. Then the Mechaber says, "Ubiyom Shia Chanukah," and that day, which the first day of Chanukah is, will always be Shavuos. Shia Tzeres, Kishu Kisidron O Chaserim. That's when it will be, according to the order, or if it's Choser. What does this exactly mean? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. So now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. He tells us, "Ubiyom Shia Chanukah v'chulei." So what does that mean? He say, "Hinei be'emes ze'eno." He says this is a mistake. Do Chanukah efshalios biyom hay and zayin. Chanukah, in fact, the first day of Chanukah could be on a Thursday or on Shabbos, and Atzeres and Shavuos efshalios can never be on a Thursday or on a Shabbos. The Chanal, as we've already said. Therefore, Ochein, he says, "Be'emes shato soferhu." This is a mistake over here in the printer. V'tzorech lomar, and it should have said over here, "Ubiyom sheyia atzeres." And on the day of this year, let's say in 5779, which will be Shavuos, so next year in 5780, yeah, Chanukah. That's when Chanukah will be the same day as Shavuos. Not that Chanukah in 5779 will be the same day as Shavuos in 5779. It's referring, in fact, to the upcoming Chanukah. Shavuos of this year will be the same day as Chanukah of next year. And this is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph. He says this from the Magen Avraham, and the Taz is Magi in a different way, and they're not really arguing with each other, and this is just a simon over here, and he says there even are ways to be Miyashiv the gear so that we have Ayin Sham. Then the Mishnah concludes and he says, "Ochein dezil davka kishashon hikisidra." That statement that the Mechaber said, that's only if the year is kisidra. In other words, dahinu cheshvan v'kislev echad malei v'echad choser. If cheshvan is choser and kislev is malei, or oshteim chasim, or if they're both choser, then this comes out that the day of Shavuos will be the next year, the same day Chanukah. Avo kishashneim leim. But if they both are malei, then yabo yom rishon shel Chanukah b'yom she'achar tzeres. Then it'll be one day later. So, for example, kigon im yom rishon shel tzeres chol b'yom rishon. So, if Shavuos turned out to be on a Sunday and both Cheshvan and Kislev were malei, so then Chanukah will be the first day of Chanukah. Yabo Chanukah b'yom sheni will be on a Monday, not on the Sunday, the same day as Shavuos. With that, we conclude today's shir.